Good morning. The New Testament reading this morning is from Acts. Acts 16, 9 through 15, and it's in the large print Bible on page 165. It's in the New Testament, the one in your pew, on page 127. During the night, Paul had a vision there. Stood a man of Macedonia pleading with him and saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." When he had seen the vision, we immediately tried to cross over to Macedonia, being convinced that God had called us to proclaim the good news to them. We set sail from Troas and took a straight course to Samothrace, the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in this city for some days. On the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate by the river, where we supposed there was a place of prayer, and we sat down and spoke to the women who had gathered there. A certain woman named Lydia, worshiper of God, was listening to us. She was from the city of Thyatira and a dealer in purple cloth. The Lord opened her heart to listen eagerly to what was said by Paul. When she and her household were baptized, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come and stay at my home." And she prevailed upon us. The word of God for the people of God. Now, if you will turn to page 791 in your hymnal, Psalm 67, for the responsive reading. O God, be gracious to us and bless us and make your face to shine upon us, that your way may be known upon earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, has blessed us. God has blessed us. Let all the ends of the earth fear God.
Our epistle lesson this morning comes from the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 10 and verse 22, and then we're going to jump to chapter 22, verse 5. This can be found on page 244 in your New Testament Pew Bible or on page 315 in the large print hymnal. And in the Spirit he carried me away to a great high mountain, and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And there will be no more night. They need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Scratch what I just said. Let's try this again. That's what I get for making the Aurora Reservoir remark.
And he really did go to seminary. It's true.
Okay, so it's Revelation chapter 21, verse 10. And verse 22 through chapter 22:5. Okay, here we go. Let's try this again. And in the Spirit he carried me away to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. And I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. Its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. People will bring into it the glory and the honor of the nations, but nothing unclean will enter it, nor anyone who practices abomination or falsehood, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, through the middle of the street of the city. On either side of the river is the tree of life, with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit each month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Nothing accursed will be found there anymore, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. And there will be no more night. They need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. Amen. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let's turn now to the gospel of Jesus Christ according to John. We've been waltzing through John throughout these several weeks of Easter. John chapter 14, verses 23 through 29. And you can find that in your pew Bible on page 103 in the New Testament, and in the large print Bible on page 133 of the New Testament. And just so we're thinking about the context, this continues to be Jesus speaking to his disciples at the Last Supper. Jesus answered him, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. And the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I'm going away and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, as is so often the case, this week as I was considering Scripture, I was drawn to a particular statement that Jesus made to his disciples in the passage that I just read from John's Gospel. It's actually John 14, 23. And it is this: "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them." That's been playing through my mind all week. So let us together first consider what Jesus means by keeping his word, and then what he means by God coming to us and making God's home with us. In John's Gospel, as I mentioned, Jesus spends an awful lot of time during the Last Supper, it's 2.5 chapters worth, teaching his followers this one last time, and he covers a whole lot of theological ground. "Those who love me will keep my word." Well, if this isn't crystal clear, it turns out that Jesus said something similar a little bit earlier. He said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." To truly follow Jesus is to follow his teachings, to keep his word. Maybe it helps to think about it in this way.
to keep Jesus' word is to keep your word as a Christian. It is to be a person of integrity. It is to be a person whose life is fully integrated. That is, someone for whom all aspects, all facets of your life work together in concert. And as it turns out, both integrity and integrated come from the same Latin root word, which refers to wholeness and completeness. To keep Jesus' word is to walk the talk, to live your beliefs, to put your faith into action. It is to allow the word to be made flesh in your very life. To keep Jesus' word is to know the Bible and to study it regularly. To keep Jesus' word is to recite the Apostles' Creed, as we will do in a few minutes together, in a way that is more passionate prayer than rote memorization. To keep Jesus' word is to take seriously what each of us promised last Sunday at Earl's baptism. As members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church, we renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To keep Jesus' word is to find joy in tithing to this church. That is, just as the Bible commands, you give 10% of your money to this church to support God's ministries here. To keep Jesus' word is to be genuine, authentic, and human. To live from doubt as well as from faith. Those who keep my word, those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. But what about that second part of Jesus' statement about God making his home with us? When you think about exactly what Jesus is saying, it ought to sound very familiar. When the chosen people were wandering around in the wilderness for those 40 years taking manna from the ground, they were always hauling around the Ark of the Covenant. And this, in fact, was God living with them, making his home with them, pitching his tent with them, in one translation. When God became flesh, we called it the incarnation in the person of Jesus Christ. Again, this was God living with us, making his home with us. And in these several passages from Revelation that Daniel keeps reading, we see John's vision of the new heaven, the new earth, the new Jerusalem. Remember the reading from last week? See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. So we see that in each person of the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, God has a wonderful, blessed habit of living among us. As Jesus was preparing his disciples for his imminent crucifixion, death, and resurrection, he made them a promise that he would send the Holy Spirit to live with his followers. When he breathed on them after the resurrection, and then again at the day of Pentecost, Jesus fulfilled this promise. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid.
Jesus is still speaking to us. You who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love you, and we will come to you and make our home with you. My sisters and brothers, to keep Jesus' word is to live now in eternal life. To keep Jesus' word is to live in God's peace. Amen.